This week's parasha, Parashas Yisro. We've experienced a few weeks ago, Bo the Shalach. We experienced how Klal Yisrael went through Mitzrayim, left Mitzrayim, went through the Yam Suf, and now in this week's parasha we have the Aseres HaDibros, which is really the culmination of Klal Yisrael coming out from Mitzrayim, coming out from slavery, and coming to accept the Torah in a matter of a span of 3 months. So what was the point? The point of the Tzias Mitzrayim, the actual point, the reason why Klal Yisrael, Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in the first place, the Psukim tell us, is in order that we recognize Hashem as our leader, as the manik of the entire world, and specifically Klal Yisrael, and that's the reason why Hashem took us out, to make us His nation. As the Pasuk says, L'man t'saper b'azne bincha, the Pasuk says explicitly that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in order that you know that I am your God. I took you out of slavery in order to know that I am your God. So one aspect of the reason that He took us out of Mitzrayim is that in order that we know that He's our God, that we know that He's Hashem. That's the point of the Nisim. But there's another aspect of the reason as to why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The reason why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is because it was in order that we accept Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. We accept upon ourselves, what we call in English, the yoke of heaven. The yoke of the Torah. That the sole purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, number one, would be that in order that we recognize Him as the God of the entire world, the Almighty. A second aspect is that we accept upon ourselves the yoke of servitude towards Him. Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shamayim. As the Pasuk says that the first ten Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beit Avadim. That Hashem, how does Hashem introduce Himself to us on Har Sinai, the first of the ten Dibros? It says Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. He took us out from slavery, and now He brought us onto Har Sinai. The Ramban says, why does Hashem introduce Himself as somebody that took us out from slavery? Why didn't Hashem say, I know that, well, if you were Hashem, and you were introducing yourself to the nation, face to face, the first time, maybe you could have said, that Hashem would have said, I know that Hashem Elokecha, Asher Barati Et HaOlam. That I created the world. Go back. Why don't you talk about something even greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim? I created the world. Why is he saying that I am Hashem, the one who took you out from servitude? So you know what the Ramban says? The Ramban says the reason why he did that is because he wanted to send Klal Yisrael a very clear message. He wanted to send the message as follows. He wanted to say this to Klal Yisrael as follows. I am Hashem. I took you out of Mitzrayim, but I took you out of Mitzrayim in order that you now become an Eved to me. Meaning I redeemed you for the purpose of that now you are going to become an Eved to me. Become an Eved Hashem. That's what we're called Avdei Hashem, or Eved to Hashem. The Kabbalah's own mitzvos, accepting upon ourselves the mitzvos of the Torah, is due to the fact that we have to appreciate that Hashem took us out from slavery. That if not, as we say in the Haggadah, we would still be slaves to Par Mitzrayim, whatever that means. Many different interpretations of what that means, and maybe we'll get to that before Pesach. Mm-hmm. But we would still, in some way, shape, or form, be Avadim, slaves to Paro of some sorts. So now, out of appreciation, now we have to say, okay, now I'm Ki'ilu and Eved to you, Hashem. That's the point. That's the message that Hashem wants to give us in the very first dibur. The very first exchange that we have with Hashem as a nation is that Hashem says, I'm your God, I've taken you out of slavery. That means that now you have to be my slave. So what does that mean to be a slave? To be an Eved Hashem means that even if we don't understand all of the reasons why we are doing something, even if it doesn't make sense to us right now, at this point in time, at this point in time in our lives, we don't understand why we're doing certain mitzvahs, why we have to follow certain halachot. However, it doesn't really matter. It's okay to ask, and it's even good to ask, and it's good to understand the reasons why we do. But if we come to a stage in life where we might not understand, we don't think it's apropos to us at this stage in our lives, at this point, we still have to do it. Why? Because Hashem took us out of as slaves from Egypt, from Mitzrayim, and now He made us slaves to Him. A slave doesn't ask a master why he has to do something. If the master says, do X, Y, and Z, you do it because you're an Eved. And that has to be our attitude, not always. We can go and search for reasons, it's okay, and ask questions. We welcome questions. But if you do not understand it at the end of the day, or you don't think it's applicable, it doesn't matter. You're an Eved to Hashem, and Kabbalah's own mitzvahs that we are required to do because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim requires us to do it even though we don't understand. The Medrash says in Vayikra, when talking about the Issur of Ribbis, everybody know what Ribbis is? Interest. You're not allowed to charge interest from one Jew to another Jew. The actual obligation is on both parties. You're not allowed to charge interest, and it's actually an isser, you're not allowed to accept interest. So it's on the lender, it's on the borrower. So the measure says, a very interesting measure, it says, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says that you are not allowed to charge interest. Why? Because I am God and I took you out of Mitzrayim. What's the connection? Why Dafka, specifically over here, does the Hashem decide to remind us that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and that's the reason why we shouldn't charge interest? He doesn't say it by every other law in the Torah. All of a sudden over here? So the Maharal has a beautiful explanation. And I'm going to end with this. The Maharal says, why does Hashem Dafka over here by Ribbis, by interest, remind us that He took us out of Mitzrayim? Don't charge interest to your friend, because I am God who took you out of Mitzrayim. The Maharal says a beautiful point. Why Dafka over here does the Torah tell us this, remind us? So Hashem wanted to teach us something. What's interest? Interest makes a lot of sense, right? The Gemara even talks about this in Bava Metzia. It makes a lot of sense. I lend you money. I should be able to charge you a fee. You know why? Because I'm losing out on my opportunity to invest in that money. So at least let me make up the fact that I can't invest that money right now. Let me charge you a little bit in order to make up for the loss of investment. Right? Like opportunity cost. And I had another something else that I could have invested in. I gave you the $1,000 instead. So let me charge you ribbis. There's nothing wrong with it. If you think about it, right? There's nothing inherently wrong with charging interest, right? If I rent you a car, I give you a car, right? And you rent a car from me, right? It makes sense, right? You're using the car, so you're giving me money. So I'm giving you money, so you give me the, right? When I rent out a car, I give you the car, you give me the car back, and you also give me what? Money for the week's worth I use the car. So why can't the same thing work for money? I gave you money, you give me the money back, and you give me a little bit extra for the usage of the money. Nothing wrong with that, makes a lot of sense. So the Maharal says as follows. When a person takes himself out of what we call a comfort zone, when a person takes himself out of saying that even though this makes sense, I'm still not going to do it because Hashem said so, so that is the idea of Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. Is that if I'm taking you out and you're taking upon yourself the yoke of heaven, the yoke of the mitzvahs, that means that even if it doesn't make sense, and more so, even if it's uncomfortable for you to do, you still have to do it. A person still has to strive to do these things. Why? Because a real Kabbalah, real Amelut, real delving in, all the yoke of heaven, accepting upon yourself the all of Torah mitzvahs, really, really applies when a person takes himself out of the comfort zone. You're not called an Eved if you're doing things that you're comfortable doing anyway. Right? If I tell you that you have to be nice to a widow, right? And you go and you're nice to a widow. I wouldn't call you an Eved Hashem, just, even though the Torah tells you you have to do that. That's not going to coin you as an Eved Hashem. Somebody who's an Eved Hashem does something even when it's not comfortable. It makes sense to charge ribbis, but I'm not going to do it because I'm an Eved Hashem. Then you understood the message that Hashem is taking you out of Mitzrayim, that you're really an Eved Hashem. So I think we have the Rishon Salanter elaborates on this point, but he says that we have to start getting used to this fact that we're being mevatel ourselves to the Ratzon of Hashem, and we're not only going to nullify ourselves to the Ratzon of Hashem when it's comfortable. A real Eved does everything even when it's not comfortable. Even if you have peer pressure to do otherwise, right? Or it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. You're going to feel uncomfortable about fulfilling mitzvah X or mitzvah Y, tzitzis, right? Or whatever, anything you can think of that you might feel pressure to do otherwise. Obviously, everybody wears tzitzis. I'm just saying, if a person felt uncomfortable doing such a thing, right? And he does it anyway, that's called an Eved. That's called somebody who is mekabel upon himself all mitzvahs. If a person was leading a certain lifestyle, and then he realizes that maybe it's not exactly this 100% kosher, it's not exactly what a yeshiva bachur should be doing, and he goes and he takes him and he says, okay, maybe I have to veer off course, and I have to do something else that might go against my nature, that's called an Eved Hashem. You're not an Eved Hashem if you're just doing things out of rote. You're not an Eved Hashem if you're doing everything because you're comfortable. The moment that you start doing things that are hard to do, that's when you're called an Eved Hashem. That's Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, of taking upon yourself the yoke of the mitzvah. And Rishon Salanter says that the only way a person will be successful in becoming an Eved Hashem is if he starts practicing how to do it before he's tested. If a person doesn't practice taking upon himself the yoke of the mitzvahs, making himself stretching himself thin, stretching himself out, broadening his borders, if a person doesn't do that already before the nisyonot start, before the tests begin, he'll never pass the test when he's challenged. The Rishon Salanter says that a big point of being an Eved is practicing before it. So guys, this is the year is not just this year. I'm guilty, everybody's guilty. It's something we always have to do in the future. Every single year is about preparation for the next year ahead. And I think now so more than ever. So we still have a very good few months left of the year. And it's important we have some sort of introspection here. We think about ourselves, what can I be doing more? How can I challenge myself? Not just doing things that are comfortable. Because if we do it now, we'll be successful in the future. Have a good shot. Man.